Hey, it was good to see this mare back yesterday. She's a very popular mare on the Sydney racing scene, Daisy Doom. We didn't see...
Where's her mate?
Her twin.
Yeah.
Dixie Blossoms. Might see her next week. We'll ask the trainer, Ron Quinton. He's on the line this morning. Good morning, Ronnie. Congratulations. And she's back as well as ever, Daisy Doom.
Yeah, Ray. Yeah, it was fantastic. She's such a tough mare. She really digs in for the fight and she's never beaten.
Mm. Ronnie, you called her loopy. Was the word you used to describe her? Can you tell us what's loopy about Daisy Doom?
Yeah, well, early on when we first got her, she was quite erratic and quite excitable and all that type of thing. She's a lot better now, but she's got that little bit of temperament in her and that sort of thing. And she's certainly got that fighting quality.
Mm. Where was Dixie yesterday, Ron?
Dixie was home listening. so she might have had withdrawal symptoms from not being there. But
she'll run next week, won't she, Ron, at this stage?
Beg your pardon?
She'll run next week, won't she, Dixie Blossoms?
Yeah, she'll run next Saturday in the Guy Walter. Mm-hmm. And then obviously both of them will probably head to the Coolmore.
It's just one of those situations, isn't it? You just can't keep them apart, Ron.
No, well, they're both five-year-old mares, and they run over the same trip most of the time, and it's just impossible to keep them apart. And they're, such great consistent mares, and well, Daisy's record now—it's just unbelievable. Mm. 15 of her 18 starts, she's finished in the first four, so she's built an amazing. Amazing record, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And they all finished in a blanket finish too, didn't they? Four horses across the line. But Daisy Doom was there after a long run too, a sustained run, which goes to show how competitive she is, Ron.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is we could have easily run fourth, she's just stuck her head out and she was just so determined to win yesterday. It was quite amazing. I thought that... a couple of times down the straight that she certainly wasn't going to win, she had her head in the right place where it counted. Mm-hmm.
And that win was significant for you, Ronnie, yesterday. The race was named after Mrs. Millie Fox, who was the wife of Stan Fox. They were huge owners in Sydney racing. When Stan passed away, Mrs. Fox continued her involvement in racing. And when you first started training, Ronnie, you were telling me yesterday... In the 4 years that Mrs. Fox was still alive, you trained 95 winners for her.
Wow.
Yeah, when Brian Mayfield Smith retired, he recommended that I take these horses for Mrs. Fox, and I think there was about 30 horses on the books. And so in 4 years of training for her, I had 95 winners for her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful lady. Mm. And 2 years into that 4 years, her health started to deteriorate. And, so it lasted 4 years. But, I have some... And in regard to the Millie Fox, I tried desperately to win the Millie Fox for her. Mm. Amber, a mare I had, she ran second in it twice and ran third in it once. But then I couldn't win it for her, but then I ended up winning with a mare called Win City.
That's right.
And then we won it again yesterday, so it was lovely.
Fantastic. And am I right in saying that you celebrated a birthday during the course of the week too, Ronnie?
Yeah, I did. I celebrated a birthday on Thursday, and we had a little winner at Gosford on Thursday, and I actually bred it, and I own it, and I trained it. So.
Wow. Stars aligned there.
Yeah, so it was only a little maiden, but it was a thrill winning that as well. Mm.
Hey, Ronnie, just quick before we let you go, question without notice, you rode a record equaling four Golden Slipper winners. Your take on yesterday's Silver Slipper, that clash between Sunlight and Esther Jubb?
Yeah, no, look, they're obviously two very, very smart two-year-olds. There's no question about that. There was nothing between them. And probably the second horse was probably a bit, you could consider it a bit unlucky because it got softened up by that other horse. And it gave the other filly the chance to to nab it late. So they were two excellent runs. There's no question about that. And I got no doubt that Sunlight would have a fair amount of improvement in her. Because what I've got to remember, Sukkot is still a little way away.
Yep.
It doesn't sound a long way away to us, but it's a long way away for these young two-year-olds.
Yeah. Good point.
And we've seen some horses come out and look at, was it Santos last week? The improvement over the course of a period of time. So, as you say, it seems like it's around the corner, but not so for the horses. Great to have a chat, Ronnie. Congratulations on the win of Daisy Doom. We'll look forward to seeing Dixie Blossoms next week and then them both going head-to-head in the Coolmore in the not-too-distant future.
That sounds probably the program, yes.
Good on you, mate.